acid song Flushed. Classic on the show, Slaughter Beach Dog with Monsters. Foxing with The Medic. Hippocampus with their song Baseball. Panucci's Pizza with Alan Page's Midnight Ride. Oliver Houston with Holy Toast. Fish House with their song Young People. The Microphones with Headless Horseman. Surf Curse with Christine F. Antarctica Vespucci with I Drew You Once in Art Class. Whitney with Dave's song. And then Crywank there with Memento Mori. And then Owen, I think, is going to play us out here.
Yep. With, this is Tigers in the Sky with Baby Blue.
Cool. Yep. All right. Thank you all for listening.
Tune in next week.
Tune in next week. Absolutely. It'll be a time.
Love you guys.
Lawrence Lessig, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford. 91.5 FM and WMFO.org on the web. Tufts Free Forum and Educational Radio.
WMFO in Medford. Good morning, Boston. Of course, the rest of the world as well, because you can listen to this online, which means you can listen to it anywhere. My name is TK, and welcome to music you might otherwise miss. The first hour, it's the new release show. We focus in on new material that was just released or has not been released yet. Second and third hour, it'll be an eclectic blend of neo-folk, indie, alternative, some classics thrown in, but most of it you probably haven't heard before, which is why this is music you might otherwise miss. Now, on with the show. Got a great program lined up for you with an hour of music that contains new material from Slow Coaching, Kiko Bun, and Sea Girls. Today's reissue song is from Bananarama off a re-release of their Greatest Hits album. Also in this morning's entertainment, a new single from Tennis, and I decided to make them today's lineage. That'll hit around 10:30 mark, so please join us for that, plus all the other new and interesting music we play for you here at WMFO, which is precisely why and tune to Freeform Radio. Let's get this show started with a tune from Anteros. The word Anteros is the Greek god of requited love and love avenged. However, this Anteros are a female-fronted, mixed-gendered, indie, bitter, dream-pop, alt-pop, four-piece out of London. Lauren Hayden is the driving force behind this innovative team. She writes female-focused tunes encouraging women to work together and gather their power for the betterment of all. On their latest single, Love, which was released on December 1st, it's the desire for the emotion of love that can't be purchased with all one's riches. I like this one a lot. New music from Enteros here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss. I say why.
you? Did she lie to me? This trip to harder than you hear about. If I seem different, this is why. This is why.
That was the latest material from Cones. Here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. My name is TK, and you're tuned in to music you might otherwise miss. Cones are the musical vehicle for Jonathan and Michael Rosen, two brothers originally from the San Francisco area, but have recently relocated to Los Angeles. The brothers have recently signed to Dangerbird Records, and this single, First Time, is part of the label's monthly Microdose series. It is also the fifth single from the Sibs that they've released for 2017. Changing musical direction with something new from Belle Adair. Belle Adair is an example of the new Southern rock sound with a tip of the hat to Lynyrd Skynyrd. I would describe them as a little indie folk rock kind of quartet. They're from Florence, Alabama. They recently signed a record deal with Single Lock Records, which allowed them to release their second full-length album, Tuscumbia, which is set for release on January 19th. The album's selected pre-release single, is Get Away. However, I was able to get my hands on a deeper cut. This one is called Neptune City. New music from Belle Adair here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Clouds are knocking on my
That was the latest material. Nope. No, it wasn't. Was the latest material from Holy Motors here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. My name is TK and tuned in to music you might otherwise miss. Thanks for joining me here on a cloudy, cool Tuesday morning. Holy Motors are a mixed-gendered indie rock five-piece from Tallinn, Estonia. This is my first band from Estonia that I've ever played on my show. Big deal. Anyway, they got a record deal with a New York City outfit called Wharf Rat Records, which has supported the band in releasing their debut full-length album, Slow Sundown, which has a street date of February 9th. The song I just spun was Honeymooning. The tune had a very, well, kind of a Mazzy Star feel to it.
My son had a drinking problem at college. I had no idea things could get so much worse so fast. A friend suggested we try Al-Anon family groups. Even though our son claimed his drinking was no big deal, I didn't want to go to an Al-Anon meeting, but I'm sure glad I went. If someone's drinking troubling you, you might be surprised at what you can learn in an Al-Anon family group from people just like you. Call 1-888-4-Al-Anon or go to alanon.org.
Next up, it's a new one from Bad Family. This unsigned Brighton-based Bad Family Bad Family, rather, are on a mission to, this is what they say on their site, mission to counter the sickly sweet nature of pop music, giving sugar-coated offerings the middle finger, unquote. The band is made up of Dane Etteridge, Thomas Beck, Joe Hazelgrave, James Baker, and Simon Goldring. The quintet has just released their second EP, cleverly titled EP2, which just dropped on November 17th. Song I have for you is the disc's lead-off track. It's called On Your Wall. New music from Bad Family here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Right by the radio, we have today's lineage with tennis right after the latest here from Slow Coaching.
Big me, hand over my ear.
That is some new music from a band, Slow Coaching, here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. It's music you might otherwise miss. My name is TK. Slow Coaching is the stage name for Dean Valentino. He's a young and talented indie alt-pop singer-songwriter out of Melbourne, Australia. Basically, Dean moved from his computer in his bedroom to a live stage event in a very brief time. This unsigned artist self-released his first single in September of 2015. Two singles followed in 2016, and I first found him in June of 2017 with a standalone single, Pillars of Salt. He has returned with his self-released debut EP, All the Same, which officially dropped on November 30th. The new effort includes Pillars of Salt, which I played before, however. Since I already played that here, I went with a deeper cut, and that tune was called I Don't Want to Change Your Mind. All right, it's time for our first feature. It's called The Lineage. This is the part of the show when I'm going to feature a new tune from an artist, and I'm going to follow up with a selection from their past. It's always a little fun. Helps add some perspective to an artist's career, and today's subject is tennis. Tennis is fronted by husband and wife team, Elena Moore and Patrick Riley. They're from Denver, Colorado, and they play, well, some really good alt, pop, feel-good music. They can also slide easily into some nice R&B. I first found them in 2012 with the release of their fantastic Young and Old album, which made my top 10 list for 2012. I also just got to see them play live at the House of Blues as the opening act for The Shins. It was a really good show. The new effort is an EP, and it is titled We Can Die Happy. It officially released on November the 10th. The song I have to start this feature is Diamond Rings. And by the way, Tennis will be out on tour again in support of this new album. They have a stop here in the Boston area on January 22nd at the Royale. So, this is Tennis. They are today's Lineage here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Done the rings.
Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. TK here with you. Music you might otherwise miss. Finishing up with today's Lineage. That was Tennis with Origins. It was originally released in 2012 on their Young and Old album. And as I mentioned before, Tennis will be playing at the Royale in Boston on January 22nd. I'm planning on going myself. I really do like them. Anyway, I just want to remind you, if you want to check out today's new release show playlist, I posted it already at my website, which is tksmusic.com. That's tksmusic.com. While you're there, you can also check out some videos that are housed there and some links for some free downloads. And also, I want to let you know that I am doing a Thursday show at wbrs.org Thursday mornings from 10 to noon for another installment of music you might otherwise miss every Thursday, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Hope you get a chance to join me. Keeping the music going here with a visit to today's reissue release of the week. It's from Bananarama. The album that has been re-released is the Greatest Hits Collection. Originally came out in 1988, so technically speaking, this is a reissue of a compilation. Anyway, Bananarama, they are a British female pop musical vocal group formed in London in 1979 by friends Sarah Dallin, Siobhan Fahey, and Karen Woodward. Their success on both pop and dance charts has earned them a listing in the Guinness Book of World Records as the all-female group with the most chart entries in the world. I don't know if that still holds true, but I found it on Wikipedia, so it must be true. They can understand, well, anyway, one can understand why they have a greatest hits collection. In fact, they have several best of compilations. This collection is songs on it like He Was Really Saying Something, Shy Boy, Venus, and this one, Robert De Niro Is Waiting. So this is Bananarama with our reissue song of the week here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
I want
Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. TK spinning the latest for you here at Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Closing off that two-song set was the latest from Roop Sheerns. Roop is a talented singer, songwriter, musician from Brooklyn. He's also well-connected. On his debut full-length record, he gets help from Chris Taylor and Christopher Bear, both of Grizzly Bear. The new album is called To a Deer Outside Ithaca, and it originally came out in late October. The song I just featured there was called Reward, and if you sense the familiarity to it, you are spot on. It's a tribute tune to Joe Jackson stepping out. Sheerns has always liked that Jackson tune. In his words, I always liked that song, so then I really went for it, and I lifted as much as I could. Keeping the tunes going here with a new track from Jessica Boudreau. Miss Boudreau is best known as the frontwoman for the Portland-based trio Summer Cannibals. Well, she's decided to step out on her own with her record label, Kill Rock Stars, and release her solo debut full-length album, No Fury, which came out on November 3rd. Jessica can really rock it out, and she does this on this album's second single, Ask Me to Stay. New rock and music from Jessica Boudreau here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
I threw it all. Everything that I knew, I threw it out. I threw it out. Everything that I knew about being safe, about being sane, about staying true, I threw it all for you.
laughing. What's your bam bam? What's your problem? This is who I am. Who are you? You're a show. Scared that you're running out of rhymes now. Fuck what you see. What you see is what you get. Words on the screen. Luck is just roulette. Cause it's true. Destiny can run you down. A fistful of nothing. It's just a fistful of nothing. It's like you're trying to say something. You need an old rag on mouth.
Freeform Radio, 91.5, WMFO. That was new music from Kiko Bunn here, as you're listening to me, TK, at Music You Might Otherwise Miss. You can hear it online also at WMFO.org. TK hanging here with you as we move through the morning. Kiko Bunn. It's really a stage name for Frederico Marin. His moniker is a combination of his shortened first name, Rico. Kiko, I guess. Anyway, along with his preferred way to wind down. I guess a bun is something that he does. I really like that song. It's called Fistful of Nothing. Kiko does a great job of blending salsa, rap, and some reggae, all done with like a pop sensibility. I like that horn in there also. The song has been released as a standalone single and just came out on November 29th, so it's nice and fresh. Let me slip in one more from Sea Girls. Sea Girls are Henry, Rory, Andrew and Ollie, and they are from Lincolnshire, Rutland, Leicestershire, and Kent, respectively. This unsigned indie alt-pop foursome have just released their single, What For, on November the 14th. And we're going to play that for you now. And, of course, I want to invite you to stay tuned for hours two and three of music you might otherwise miss.
Give to you, what for? I want